Hi, is anyone sitting there? Do you mind if I join you? Thanks. My feet are killing me from all this standing and chatting. These heels may look nice, but they're murder on my feet. My name's Barbie, like the doll. My mom's obsessed with them. So much so that my brother's called Ken, which is weird if you think about it. What's your name? Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. Are you with the bride or groom? That explains why I haven't met you before. I've known the bride for as long as I can remember. So if you want the juicy gossip, I'm your girl. No, not that I'm like that, of course. I would never divulge in such intimate secrets. I couldn't help but notice you haven't been talking to anyone. Has everyone deserted you? Yeah, a wedding for couples can be nice and romantic. For us singles, it's pretty sick and cheesy. So, why haven't you been mingling with anyone? Surely you must know some people here. Oh, you're shy. Well, I'll get you out of your shell. I'm pretty open and friendly. I can make friends almost anywhere. It's a gift. I sort of look into people's souls and find out the nicest things about them and latch onto it. Yeah, sort of like a psychic, but I don't use a crystal ball. No crossing my palms with silver. A lot of it's just talking, asking questions, and getting to know the person. I've never tried it with someone as quiet as you, though. You might be a challenge. It's okay though. Even if we don't become friends, at least you had someone to talk to you. So, I already know your name. What do you do for a living? Oh wow, that sounds like a complicated job. I bet it's rewarding though. How long have you been doing it? Oh, so not too long. I'm a secretary for a law firm back home, so I get to see different types of people on a daily basis. Some seem like nice people, but if they need a lawyer, you can never be too sure. See, look at us talking. I told you I'd get you to open up a little. How about a dance? Your legs must be aching from sitting there so long. No? Okay, maybe later. I don't mean to push you into doing something you're not ready for. I assumed you're not married? I thought not, because surely your wife would have been here. Girlfriend? Oh, all alone. Well, I'm sure that won't last long. You're attractive and have a nice smile. You just need some confidence and trust in being yourself. Women like confident men. But not too confident. If they're too full of themselves, they can come across as arrogant. And while I can't talk for all women, I know I don't like that. I prefer the mysterious type. The type that walks into a room and just exists. Doesn't need to be loved by everyone. Do you know what I mean? No, he doesn't have to be drop-dead gorgeous. Although that's not a bad thing. But if someone can be confident without being an asshole, then looks are no longer that important. Take you, for example. You look really nice. You obviously take pride on how you look. You just need to open up more. What's the worst that can happen? Okay, you put way too much thought into that. How often does that happen in real life? I'd say the chances are pretty slim. You've been talking to me for a little bit and no one has stopped that yet. You're just too paranoid. And that can easily lead to a life of loneliness. I don't know about you, but I would hate that. I'll tell you what. Come with me to get another drink, and we'll talk some more.